You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, Shalom had to see a ladder in his dream. There's a connection, you mean? There's a connection from here to Shammai. Good. Very nice. What else? What ladder reminds you?
Step by step.
Going up? Going up or coming down? Hope. Step by step. Very nice.
Hope.
Hope. What's the connection between hope and the ladder?
The ladder reminds you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Olam Haba.
The ladder. Well, what's the connection?
It's a weight of something going between the upstairs and downstairs and downstairs and upstairs.
The ladder.
Yeah.
Ladder. Or elevator.
Yeah, like the what we have is the Olam Haba.
Which one you like better, the elevator or the ladder?
Elevator.
Like the elevator. Then. Elevator?
Yeah. No, ladder.
Ladder? Why you like the ladder better?
Because the Apollos dreamt of ladder, you should dream of ladder, so to speak.
So maybe that was the old style, so now it's a new style. No?
No, it doesn't change.
Doesn't change.
With the, with the other place we see a resemblance to a ladder, which this is the opposite of, is when they were building Migdal Babel, but that was for the sake of their own sake, for their own ratzon atzmi, for their own pleasure to gain something. This is the positive side of building the ladder to get closer to Bora Olam. The higher you are on the level, the closer you are to the Madrigal Ruchani, the lower you are, the more you can achieve to reach up.
Beautiful. So now, here, we inform that the angels were going up and down on it. The Malachi, that means angels, Elohim, the holy angels, Olim, the Yordim, Bo. So the Bo has a double message. Bo, on it means either on the ladder or on Yaakov Avinu. So that means the angels, actually, they were going up and down on
Yaakov.
And Yaakov Avinu, they were going up and down. So that means the angels, they had such a joy after Sadiq. So, wow. He came to Mincha early. Wow. You know, look at all of that is. You know what the enjoyment they get? You know what it is? So now here, we see, actually, the Torah Moshiach is informing us, every Yehudi is an angel factory.
Amen.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
You can constantly product angels. So Malachi Elohim, Olim, Beyordim, Bo. What does Bo means? On the Tzaddik. Not on the ladder. But why is the ladder, as you said, and it's not the elevator? Because there's a very powerful message here is, the ladder, we can flip it. Elevator cannot flip. So that means the ladder, that the highest step was on the top, right? You can take it and flip it. No? Yes?
You can flip it, you can turn it around.
Turn it around or flip it.
But
yeah.
Elevator, you go down right away.
That's true, but that takes time. You have to press a button and all that. Yeah, you're right. That's true. That's true. And also it has express, you know, it takes you to 50th story. But here the message here is that you should understand in the same aspect that the angels, they enjoy you and they praise you because you do so much good things and you're holy. But you have to be careful that the other force doesn't like it. And he might cause, God forbid, to be flipped. So you have to be very careful. It's a very, very delicate point. But here, the Talmud Shem is teaching us, there's a very interesting psychology. It's called ladder therapy. You heard about it? Can you ask the psychologist?
What is ladder therapy?
You don't know that?
The ladder therapy can change 180 degrees your life. And that is, just imagine that you and your friend, you're walking down the street, and then you get to the dead end, and he tells you, you know what, let's go to the market, and get something and learn some Rashi, which is a good idea. So now, the market behind the wall, do you know it's open or not? You have any idea it's open or not? But if you had a ladder, you go up to the wall, and then you see, wow, you know, the door is still open, the ladder is on, so then you will find out it's open or not, right? So the ladder would help you, right?
Yes.
So the ladder therapy is as follows, and that is, many times, you react to something. Let's say somebody tells you something, right? And then you get upset, right? So then, Chas v'shalom, thank you, Chas v'shalom. So now, then you say, you know, let me tell him
what he deserves.
What is it all about? But if you know that, you know what you're going to say now, or the way you're going to react now, like let's say tomorrow, next week, another month, what the outcome would be, would you do it? So that's what the ladder is all about. That means Yehudi should understand that any thoughts that comes to your mind that makes you to react and say something, first you have to go up on the ladder and see what the outcome would be another day, another month.
You have to just stay on top of the ladder.
But that doesn't work. Why? Yeah, you know, it could be, but it's not practical. Why? Because we are informed the ladder mutzav arza. It's rest on the ground. But rosho magia shamay. What that means, we as a human being, obviously we are tend to the nature that we have created. You know, some people already come, some people shemir rachem, You cannot even tell them you have eyebrow over your eyes. You can't. They just, blow up. But here, the point is that if I would know, I'm going to make a decision right now. I'm going to go here right now, no matter what. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. I'm going to tell you. You think I don't know? You don't think that I know what is going on in your head? You don't know I have a Ruach HaKodesh? You don't know? I can tell you exactly what you're just about to say. You cannot tell me what to say. You cannot tell me what to do. See, this attitude, unfortunately, is ladderless. And it gets you to lots and lots of trouble. But if you learn, fine. Something bothers you, something aggravates you, something makes you unhappy. So you go on the ladder and say, wow, look at this. It's closed. You know how much time it saves you to go around and you have so much hope. Wow, you're going to get some. You're going to get
pizza.
Chas v'shalom. We're going to get
more.
Now you're talking. And then we see it, and there's some Rashi, and now you have a ladder, and say, oh, it's closed, let's go somewhere else. Shh. You know how much time and aggravation is going to save you hope? And that's how it is, that unfortunately, you just jump to the conclusion. No, is that so? You don't know what you're talking about? I'm going to show you. And here, the Tosha is teaching us, Tzaddik knows. Malachi Elohim Odim Yordim. What does it mean? You have a sulam. Sulam saves you from lots of trouble. We in life have made many, many, many action that later we realize there was no need for it. There's no need for it. There was no need for it. And you're so sorry and you don't know how to fix it. How can you fix it? But he had this ladder. You would not fall in this such a disaster. And that's what the ladder is all about. That you have to think twice. And many times, you be proud of yourself, I didn't say.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.